Thank you for joining me in this forum, in this format. And I trust that you are having a great day in Christ. Jesus loves Tuesdays. I tell people things like that all the time. He loves Mondays, he loves Tuesdays, because Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. We always quote that verse in context of things like signs and wonders, which is good, that's true. That Jesus, the signs and wonders that Jesus performed, we read about in scriptures, that's the same Jesus who lives in us, and therefore we can expect Jesus be the same. But it's also, it's a powerful word about who Christ is in you. Jesus is the same on Mondays as he is on Fridays or Saturdays. Jesus is the same whether you are experiencing hardship, tribulation, or everything's kind of going smoothly. The Jesus who lives in you is the same. Nothing about him changes. That's really the question that all of us have to ask as we walk through life and things hit us that we weren't expecting, or even some things that hit us that we saw coming, but we have no control over in terms of stopping. Jesus promised that in this world, we would have tribulation. That's a promise. You can put it on one of those Christian magnets and put that on your refrigerator door to remind you not to call for tribulation, but to realize that that they come. But here's the deal. Jesus, let me just read that scripture to you again. This is really not what I was going to talk about today, but I think it's important, significant. Well, Jesus must think it's important because he's directing me to do this. In John chapter 16, I've quoted this verse a lot. I do quote it a lot because it's such a life verse. Jesus said in verse 32, just before the crucifixion, and he answers them in verse 31 because they had said something that indicated to him they were finally believing what he was saying. And Jesus said in verse 31, do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming and has already come for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone. Yet I'm not alone because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, talking about all the things he taught them in the Upper Room Discourse, but also telling them that he was about to leave them, speaking about the cross. He says, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I've overcome the world. And so Jesus is saying to them, so you're believing now? Well, there's something coming in the next 24 hours, and you're going to be scattered. But I'm telling you these things so that in me, you'll find peace. Just as Jesus said, you're going to be scattered and go to your own home, but I won't be left alone because the Father is with me. We see the same truth about us and him. In John 14, he says that he's in the Father and the Father's in us. And therefore, beginning on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, and so every Christian is born with the Holy Spirit living in them, that just as the Father was in the Son was in Jesus as he walked on the earth. So we're in Christ and Christ is in us. So no matter what you might be going through, you're never going through it alone. You're always doing it in union with Christ. Jesus often speaks to me saying things like, Chuck, we're doing this together. Now, it doesn't mean that he's standing by me trying to help me. He's telling me, look, I've joined you to myself. And we're going to walk through this together, me living my life through you, but I need your surrendered faith to walk that out. And so in this world, you have tribulation, but in Christ, you can have peace. Why? Because Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He will be in the same mood tomorrow that he's in today. Jesus doesn't do moodiness. Jesus doesn't do attitudes. I mean, it blows me away how often Christians get attitudes about different things and think it's okay to have an attitude. If Christ is in you and Christ is your life and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus doesn't do attitudes. And again, Jesus doesn't do moods. He doesn't do grouchy and grumpy. He doesn't do fussy and complaining. Now, there's a lot of other things Jesus doesn't do, but those are some practical things that we deal with every day. But it's encouraging for me to know that even though something might happen tomorrow or the next day that could be very difficult, a tribulation that's very traumatic, in Jesus, I have peace. I have His peace. He lives in me. And whatever's happening in that moment, it doesn't change the truth of who He is. So that's the question I think that I would encourage all of you to kind of get that inside of you. So that when something happens, when you're being challenged in some moment by circumstances, does anything that's going on in your life, no matter how hard it might be, change the truth about who He is? And He lives in you. And so He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same Jesus walking when you walk through tragedy as He is when you walk to perceive victory. Because He always leads us in His triumph in Christ. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. That we can know that as we walk through this thing, we're being led by Him and that He lives in us and that He doesn't do depression. He doesn't do self-pity. He doesn't do anger at God. He doesn't do frustration. He doesn't do impatience. He doesn't do aggravation. I've seen this happen on so many different scales. I've seen leaders before who've had agendas. And when their agenda wasn't received by others, they lived in frustration and anger. And that's not Jesus. Jesus doesn't do that. And they became critical and offended. Jesus doesn't live an offended life, and He's not critical because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you think about that verse in Hebrews, don't just think about it in terms of signs and wonders. Think about it in terms of a broader picture of what it says about Jesus. He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And so if you wake up tomorrow in a weird mood or something happens in your life and it impacts how you feel, what's important is how does Jesus see and how does He feel? He's still at peace. He's still at peace. And His joy, even in the midst of something very difficult, is your strength. And our response is to remember these feelings I'm having, they're the result of the fall. They're not speaking the truth because the truth is Jesus. He said He's the truth. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. So the Holy Spirit's job inside of us is to be the tour guide into the life of Christ, into stewarding the life of Christ, into stewarding the life of Christ and His grace living out through us. So He's always speaking to us, always speaking to us, leading us back to Jesus, who's our life, reminding us this doesn't change the truth of who He is. And therefore, is not the truth, doesn't change the truth of who He is in me. He's the same yesterday and forever. And so I can know, Lord, thank You, that You aren't this. You are this. You are peace. You are joy. You are patience. No matter how what somebody's attitude or actions around you, somebody that you're working with or you're living with, and they so frustrate you. Jesus doesn't do frustration. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Their behavior can't dictate what's true about Jesus and what's true about Jesus in you. And therefore, their behavior is not an excuse for you and I to get impatient and frustrated because Jesus is your life. If He's living through you, He doesn't do frustration and impatience. He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. That's an encouraging word to me. I remember one time, I may have even mentioned this recently, but I remember one time I woke up. This was, seven or eight months ago. And I woke up and I was kind of just getting ready, like I was, in the bathroom and I was brushing my teeth and shaving, all that kind of stuff. And I just noticed that I was like, there was weird stuff going on inside of me. You ever had that? It's like my emotions decided to take a vacation into the wilderness. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a result of some dreams, spiritual warfare. I don't know what was going on. But I was starting to get funky about it, you know? I'm starting to get introspective about it and go, oh my gosh, what's going on? Trying to figure it all out. Now my eyes now are off Jesus. And my eyes are on me, digging around, you know, kind of pull that shovel out, being real introspective. And I heard Jesus say in me, Chuck, what you're doing on the inside, the emotions, all the stuff, the weird stuff. He said, I what you're doing, I don't do. I don't do that. I knew what he was saying. He doesn't do weirdness. He doesn't do weird moods. He doesn't do funky stuff. Now, that may sound simple, and he wasn't just telling me that so I would be informed that he doesn't do that. Whatever it is, he said, whatever it is you're doing, I don't do it. He was inviting me to sink into him who is my peace, who is my joy, because he's the same. Whatever the warfare is, whatever's going on, whatever dreams I may have had, I don't know. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in that moment, I simply said, yes, Lord, I sink into you, putting on Christ. Remember again, those words, to put on, are the Greek words, sink into. It's about surrender. Lord Jesus, I just sink into you and thank you that we don't do this. And when I did, all those weird things lifted, and I began to experience once again the consistency and the consistent life that Jesus is and lives through me. It was just another day in the life of Jesus lived out through me, and the enemy was trying to kill, steal, and to destroy. I hope this is helpful to you. Whenever we say things like, you know, Jesus doesn't do bad moods, Jesus doesn't do, you know, attitudes, I'm not saying those things to condemn you. He doesn't condemn you. There's no condemnation. He's simply, the Holy Spirit wants to convict you of the righteousness of Jesus, that there's a right way that Jesus lives, a sound way that Jesus lives, a whole way, a sound-mindedness, a soundness, and he's teaching us how to participate in that. What I'm saying when I say things to you like Jesus doesn't do attitudes, he doesn't do moods, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm offering you something. I'm offering you glory, glorious freedom. It's an offer. It's never a condemnation. He's not mad at you because you're being moody or grouchy or grumpy, have attitudes. He's not mad at you. His heart is broken for you. He's disappointed for you, not in you. He wants more. He wants you to experience the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control that Jesus consistently manifests and lives every day, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing and no circumstances change that. Okay? Well, tomorrow, day before Thanksgiving, we'll do this one more day. And I'm trying to figure out a way, actually, it may not be quite as quality of this, is that some of the days that in between, or if I'm traveling, I may record something on my phone so it'll look a little different, and then post it so that we kind of can do this together more often, more consistently. So just pray for me that I'll know how to steward all that. But I love you so much. And though some of you I don't know, but I just love you because that's who Christ is, right? And I'm just so glad that you tune in. If it's had value, tell some friends about it. Maybe tell some friends who struggle with moodiness and attitudes. Let them know that Jesus doesn't do any of that, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. Not an attitude, Jesus. Not a moody person. He's the same yesterday and forever. And that you really can live consistently the life and life more abundant that Jesus lives. Okay? Well, God bless.